Well, it was a game that went right down to the very end. I thought both teams played extremely hard, and it was a hard-fought game throughout. Probably the thing that defines it for us were the mistakes. To turn the ball over four times, whether it's a preseason or regular season, it's hard to win in our league when that happens. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more. But in regards to injuries, Mr. Tyron Raymond in pregame had something that happened with his back. We're going to take a look as we speak now. They're taking a look with his lower back. We're not sure what exactly is going on, but his back tightened up on him, had trouble bending. So we got to figure out what's going on with him. Rhett Ellison got hit on the knee in the ball game. They're going to take a look and see what's going on with him. I'll learn more after they do an MRI. Marcus Sherrill's sprained his ankle. Not sure if it's a high ankle sprain or how severe it is. We'll learn more. Josh Robinson had a concussion, so we'll learn a little bit more about that as the week goes on. Eric Frampton hurt his groin, so he had to miss some time as well. And Zendejo sprained his ankle also, so we'll have to find out whether or not it's a high ankle sprain or a routine sprain. So, we'll find out more about those guys tonight and tomorrow as well. You really like some of the things that our defense did, our first defense. They played extremely hard, kept us in the game, real good on third down. Didn't come up with the turnovers that we like, but I thought our first unit did everything that we asked. Just unfortunate, the turnovers just, hurt us. We couldn't do a lot of, even though we moved the football, we weren't able to put the ball in the end zone. And we thought that San Diego's defense was much improved, and we thought it would be a good test for us, and it was. So we've got to look at some things and try to figure out what we have to do to improve before we open the season up in a few days.
By necessity, you wind up with your starting safeties back on the field there late. Were you holding your breath there, just given all the other injuries there?
Oh, without question. You just can't afford to lose one of those guys now at this stage as we get closer to opening day. So fortunately, we finished without any further injuries, and hopefully the injuries that we do have with the ankles aren't severe.
Were you concerned about the sacks on Ponder? Was he holding the ball too long, or is protection some of the issues?
Yeah, you got to take a look and just see, how much is on the quarterback and how much is on our offensive line or our receivers getting open. So, we'll take a look at it and try to figure it out.
You see some more confidence out of Brinkley?
Jasper seemed like he played a lot better. He was more aggressive. Seemed like he was out there having fun, kind of let it go a little bit. It just was encouraging, his play, just watching it from the sideline. And made a lot of plays tonight. So that should help his confidence, which in turn should help our defense. And that was inspiring to see him play as aggressive as he did.
DeMarcus Love and Larry Dean, did you try to put them through before the game? They couldn't make it?
With DeMarcus, we made a decision probably yesterday or the day before that we weren't going to play him in this game. Give him a little bit more time. We want him to play the entire game or most of the game against Houston. And we did the same thing with Robert Blanton. We wanted him to be able to practice the both of those guys and didn't hold him and let him play quite a bit against Houston. In regards to Larry, just didn't feel like it was wise to put him out there. We'll get him back against Houston as well.
Is Blanton healed enough to the point where he can kind of stop some of the safety injuries as well?
Can you say it one more time?
Well, is Blanton healed enough to be able to soften the blow of some of the safety injuries going into this next game?
From a depth standpoint, yes. We probably could have played in this ball game, but didn't want to risk it because we want to play him in that next game. So, we'll get through these couple of days. We have the practice, and he'll play quite a bit in that Houston game, which helps with some of the injuries that we do have at safety.
Where are you at with that third string running back spot with the three of your guys?
Well, I think each one of them turned the ball over tonight. That's not that wasn't so good. I mean, they had some good runs between them, but. It's discouraging when the ball's on the ground. So we'll have to continue to evaluate that position and make a decision on what direction to go.
The other of Percy, and you're not going to have Jerome for three games. Where do you feel like you're at with the rest of those guys?
Can you say the last?
Where do you feel like you are with the rest of those guys at receiver?
Well, one of the things we wanted to be able to do tonight was try to see if someone would emerge in that position that Jerome would be playing if he were in there. And the fact that he's not going to be in there, who would emerge? And, you know, we saw some good things from Devin. We think we know what Michael is going to give us. We'd like to learn a little bit more about Jairus, and we will, you know, hopefully next week. And we're still trying to determine, you know, which guy's going to step up and be that replacement. I don't think we could say we answered that tonight.
Did you scale back Jairus' reps on offense because you wanted him to focus on the returns this week?
That was part of it. We really wanted him to, you know, really want to take a good look at him at that position and see what kind of return he's going to be. He's been working hard as a returner. I think tonight he answered the bell, and we'll definitely get him more reps next week at the wide receiver.
Do you have any thoughts or concerns about what you saw from some of the officiating tonight?
You know, I thought our guys just played as hard as they could, no matter the situation. And that's what you have to be able to do in our league. And they played hard. I mean, our guys played hard. So. Steven, you know, we'll go back and look at the tape, but he didn't do anything to separate himself from some of the other receivers, from my observation on the sideline. When we'll look at the tape and see, you know, how he did blocking and how he did running routes. But as a whole, we never got in any rhythm offensively. So, you know, that also means that he wasn't a big factor in what we were trying to get done offensively. And I don't know if that was necessarily due to something he didn't do, but just as a whole, we didn't do very well on offense.
Are the injuries to DeMarcus Love and Schwartz, is that playing into how you're using Pat Brown and getting gear, moving them around and kind of testing them in multiple spots?
It does. It plays a role as we are trying to determine what kind of depth we're going to have maybe going into the season, you know, without Jeff possibly, without DeMarcus possibly. So we got to figure out, you know, where's our depth going to come from? And so, you know, we're trying to move some people around and see where they can help us at.
What was the difference with Devin today versus the first couple preseason games? He got targeted a lot, never had a catch. Today had a number of catches.
You know, it happens that way. I mean, we were calling the same plays we've been calling. It just so happened that he was able to get open and we found him. The other opportunities he's had have been downfield, and we misconnected on a few of those. And tonight we connected, which was good. I mean, we know he's capable of making the catches and getting us some yards after the catch. And it was good to see him catch some clutch balls for us, especially on the sideline.
What was your sense early on for why the offense couldn't get that rhythm established like it did the previous 2 weeks?
I think some of it had to do with, you know, I think San Diego is a much improved defense. They did a good job. And we just didn't execute very well. And when you're playing a good defense, you have to be able to execute some of the basic things that we worked on throughout training camp and the preseason. And we didn't do that very well tonight. And we got to figure out what we have to do to improve. But a combination of there being a better group and our lack of execution in certain areas, in particular, turning the ball over and not knocking people off the ball in the run game. You know, he's where you would expect him to be at this point. It's not a whole lot he can do. I mean, he's doing minimum rehab at our facility, and he's limited, but his spirit's up. He has a positive attitude. He's coming through the building and doing what the doctors and the trainers are asking him to do, but he's limited in what he can do.
Will you wait all the way up until Monday to make your cuts, or will you do them sooner than that, to the 75?
I know Rick and the scouts and myself and the rest of the staff are going to sit down tomorrow. We're going to talk through, you know, our roster and what we need to do. And I think we have to have it in, I think even tomorrow night maybe. So we'll have to make a decision, you know, relatively soon. But we'll talk that through tomorrow.
Did Chris Cook pass that last concussion test?
We should have Chris back on Monday, is my understanding. Everything should be fine.
Is Carlson or anyone else going to be back by then, do you know?
We know a little bit more about John. Not sure if he'll be back on Monday. I'll learn more about it probably tomorrow.
Did Reisner do enough to establish confidence among the coaching staff with his catches that, you know, he could be a roster possibility?
Man, it was great to see Allen make those key catches that he made. You know, the hit that he took and held onto the football to get up and show a little moxie when he did get up. But he definitely helped himself tonight, without question.
Tell Harrison to watch it with the launching.
Yeah, he'll learn from that one. Glad it was the preseason. He'll learn. So,
all right.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.